Well, one of the things that's happened to me in the last couple of years is that I've taken on a whole kind of image with the public that whether it's right or wrong, it's too late now, and I have to live with it. A lot of people have decided that they're for me or against me, not because of what I am, but because of what they think I am. And the song says so many things that I really believe in. Don't ask me what I'm gonna be. Ask me what I am. Don't ask me where I'm going. Ask me where I've been. I just think it's a beautifully written song. It's not the best cut on the album by far. I think that I sing much better on two or three other of the songs, but the lyrics of the song and what the song represents and what the album represents, it just had to be the title of the album because that's, in essence, that's what the whole album is. Ask me what I am. No, it was surprisingly quick. The album we cut in 2 days. What took the time, of course, was finding the songs. There's 9 songs that were written especially for the album. One song that was a kind of a standard country song. Well, it was a tremendous success for Tammy Wynette. I'm gonna keep on falling in love till I get it right. Which again, I'm crazy about the title. And yeah. Well, we try to do that like a standard rather than as a country song. The writers, the talent in Nashville is unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you go in there on a Friday night and if you wanted to, by Monday, you could have an album finished. And with 11 original songs. Everybody's a songwriter, everybody plays a guitar, and they are so laid back. You know, you walk into some guy's office and there's a guy with cowboy boots with horse manure all over him and a guitar on his back and a motorcycle out front. And he sits down and picks and sings. And when he leaves, you say, who was that guy? And they say, well, that guy wrote The Green, Green Grass of Home. And he owns half of Nashville, you know. No, I was raised on country music, which is a great title. I give a great title. Hank Williams, all those terrific songwriters that came out of that period. The Cattle Call, Eddie Arnold. I was born in Georgia, raised in Florida. And I really and truly love country music. I'm so happy that it's finally happened. This album is not country music. I mean, it's not, it's certainly not a country album. But it does do what Bobby Goldsboro's albums do. It makes that cross, I think, between well, Bobby's songs are played on country, they're played on easy listening stations, and they're played on pop stations. Yeah, the thing I love about country music, and always have loved about it, being an actor, is that the songs have a beginning, a middle, and an end. I mean, they tell a story, you know, and from an actor's standpoint, that's a lot of fun. Well, this particular cut is Tammy Wynette's hit, Till I Get It Right, and according to the consensus of one lady singer that I know, this is the best singing job that I did on the album. Again, I did this in one take, and because I'm crazy about the song. I love what the song says, and I love the way it's written. Red Lane co-wrote the song, and Red, of all the writers in Nashville, was the one I got to know the best, and certainly knows me the best. So, well. Till I get it right.
I'll just keep on falling in love till I get it right. Right now I'm like a wounded bird, hungry for the sky. If I try my wings long enough, I'm bound to learn to fly. So I'll just keep on falling in love till I get it right. My door to love has opened out more times than in, beyond the mountain, till I reach the other side. So I'll just keep on falling in love, till I get it right. Now practice makes perfect. The man I'm near about is perfect as I'll ever be in my life. So I'll just keep on falling in love till I get it right, till I get it right, and I'm gonna get it right.
I'm gonna keep on falling in love till I get it right. This is Burt Reynolds, and I'm happy to be with you.